This is Morning Edition. Hatteras and Ocracoke Islands are entering their sixth day without mainline electricity. The blackout and mandatory evacuations couldn't have come at a worse time for an area of the state so dependent on tourism. After earlier declaring a state of emergency, Governor Roy Cooper visited the site of the accident on Monday. The governor also met with local business owners a few miles south on Hatteras Island. WUNC's Jason DeBruin was there.
In Rodanthe, it felt almost like a ghost town. Arcades were closed. Rental homes completely empty. Jason Heilig operates a surf shop in Rental. The store was empty and the surf cart full, a bad combination. The song Peace, Love, and Harmony by Culture played from his iPhone across the empty shop's loudspeakers.
Yeah, we're peaking out this time of year. Every year we could expect to do our best days in sales these weeks. This is one of the highest grossing weeks of my whole year.
Governor Roy Cooper visited the Outer Banks Monday and spoke with business owners. He promised to work with Attorney General Josh Stein to compensate businesses for their lost revenue.
I hope that there is a way that people can be reimbursed, and clearly this was a company's fault. And I think that we should work hard to make sure people are made as whole as possible.
At 4:30 a.m. last Thursday, during construction of the replacement for the Bonner Bridge, crews with PCL Construction drove a steel piling through two of the three main power cables. All of Hatteras and Ocracoke Islands were without the main power supply. Cooper held faith for the resolve of the people who make their livings on the Outer Banks.
But this is a little bit different in that this is a man-made accident that has occurred here, and it's a different situation, but I have no doubt that they will be back and in action as quick as that power is turned back on. I know they're going to be ready to go, and they're going to be ready for people all over the world to come back to the southern part of the Outer Banks.
Backup generators provided a small charge for residents, but about 45,000 tourists were evacuated. Others were prohibited from coming onto the island south of the Oregon Inlet. In some ways, though, even the empty shops and closed cafes don't drive the point home as much as the strange emptiness of the ocean. Standing on the beach is almost a little bit eerie. Waves are crashing on the beach. Everything appears to be normal. The sun's out. There are just no people. I can look to my left and see a family about 100 yards away from here. Look to my right, see another family about 200 yards. Those are literally the only two people on the entire beach. You walk past the houses, these beach houses that are normally packed with families, completely empty, nobody to be seen. Among locals, some have turned their anger towards the construction workers. Heilig, the surf shop owner, says that's unfortunate.
There's anger. I hate to say it, but I think there is. I think there's a lot of blaming, and it's unfortunate because we all know no one intended to breach our power lines. It was an accident.
Turns out, there is one small segment of people who are actually enjoying the power outage. Betty Jean Andrews lives with her husband and three kids on Hatteras Island.
It's like our own little private beach, so it's great because usually it's hard to see the kids if they run around and do all this stuff. We're usually blanket to blanket down here with visitors, so it's nice that we don't have that now.
Of course, that opinion is the minority. Officials say it could be at least a week, or maybe even two, before power is fully restored. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
Give me that same old peace, love, and harmony.